Albayan Radio presents The Islamic Awakening, presented by Sheikh Naseem Abdi.
Bismillah alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Amma ba'd, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to another short episode from the Islamic Awakening series. And in the last episode, we spoke about the obligation, both communal fard kifaya and individual fard ayn, obligation of a person giving da'wah according to their ability and their capacity and the appropriateness. Some people on the public scale, on the open scale, and some people privately, one-on-one, etc. Everyone according to his ability. And today, inshallah, we speak about some of the virtues of giving da'wah. Firstly, we have the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Verily, you are the best of nations ever to be raised up for mankind. You enjoin the good and you forbid the evil and you believe in Allah. So Allah Azza wa Jalla made us from the best of people because of this beautiful trait that is in the Ummah of Islam, that we enjoin the good and we forbid the evil. So this is giving da'wah. This is part of giving da'wah. If we see something that we can benefit people with, we tell them, we advise them, we remind them. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And remind, for verily the reminder benefits the believers. If we see something bad, then we warn the people from. We tell them to stay away from it. We tell them of the harms that leads to them in this dunya and worse in the hereafter. We remind the people that not to be negligent of Allah Azza wa Jalla, don't forget the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla upon you, etc. And all of this is part of giving da'wah, which Allah Azza wa Jalla made us the best of nations because of. Or if we look at an individual level, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنَ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And who is better in speech than the one who calls to the way of Allah and he does righteous deeds and he says, verily, I am from the Muslims. And who is better? This is a rhetorical question. Who is better? Meaning no one is better than the one in speech, of course. No one is better than the one in who gives da'wah and he obviously implements his knowledge and he's sincere and he's upright in his preaching and in implementing what he preaches. That no one is better than this person in speech. And so a person needs to do as much as he can to try and be from these people. When Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us of those that he loves, or tells us of actions that he loves, or tells us of, you know, types of people in the paradise and their traits and what they used to do in this dunya, this is not just for us to say, oh, mashallah, that's nice. What is intended is that we take that piece of information and we implement it as much as we can. We do whatever we can to make sure we implement it and we are actually from them. We do it with sincerity and truthfulness, and we hope in the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So who's better in speech, Allah tells us, than the one who is giving da'wah? Mimman da'a ila Allah, he gave da'wah, he invites to the way of Allah, and he does righteous deeds. No one, of course, no one, dear brothers and sisters, is going to be better in speech than that person. We mentioned a hadith in the previous episode about whoever sees an evil, let him change it with his hand. If he can't, then with his tongue. If he can't, then with his heart, and that's the weakest of iman. This has a very profound impact on society. Remember, the Sharia tries to take human beings to a level that is the best level they possibly can be. And some people think that, and this is a very utopian understanding, or even a utopian criticism, where they think that the people that want Sharia and call for Sharia and want to live by the laws of Allah Azza wa Jal, that these people, they want to live in a society where there will be no haram, there will be no bad, there will be no evil. And this is incorrect, because this is impossible to achieve, because we're human beings, and human beings, we're not perfect. And so anything that we build is also not going to be perfect. And what's a result of us is going to be like us. And the society at the time, at the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is the best society it's possible it's ever going to be, was not perfect. And how is the societies after the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam going to be better? This is impossible. There will always be, you know, fornication. There will always be liars. There will always be alcohol. There will always be these vices that, you know, we unfortunately see in societies. But the Sharia makes it the best it possibly can be. And one of the ways it achieves that is by getting the people themselves to enjoin the good and forbid the evil. And when everyone is, for example, encouraging one another to pray, then you will find that the people that are sincere and truthful and they've got goodness in them, they want to accept the laws of Allah Azza wa Jal and the guidance of Allah Azza wa Jal, and so they pray. the ones who maybe they're a little bit lazy, because everyone's praying, they get encouraged to get up and also pray. So this is a means of encouragement because everyone is doing it. You look at, for example, good speech. A person who is reminded, brother, please don't use foul language, don't curse, don't swear, etc. You find that if they're good people, they naturally want to respond and do that which pleases Allah Azza wa Jal. And if they're maybe not as good as those people, where they do want to do it for themselves, at least they're embarrassed. Why should I be swearing and no one swears? They're going to be looked at in a negative way. They're going to be frowned upon. And so naturally, as human beings, we want to be accepted by everyone. We want to be accepted by others. This is a natural human want. And so we will change our ways, change our habits, so that we are in a pleasing manner to society. And so when people are enjoying the good and forbidding the evil, and this is now in the public domain and in the private domain, you find the people, they're changing themselves, forcing themselves to be changed to a means and a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a beautiful achievement. This is a beautiful achievement. What happens when we don't give da'wah, inshallah? We will speak about that in the next episode. هذا والله أعلم صلى محمد وعلى آله محمد وصحبه أجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.